Yeah, Walter, really excited. Got a new opportunity. Olympia Fields has brought us in as hired me as the director of instruction, but then also is welcoming my team, Elevation Golf Academy, to come in to provide golf instruction, also provide custom club fitting and golf training, and some of the other elements of on the performance side. From strength training to chiropractic work, one of our sports medicine doctors will also be involved here, and just a great opportunity to give a full complement of golf performance from the instruction to the equipment to the physical balance of the golf game, and yeah, just we're really excited to bring all that to the Olympia Fields membership.
It probably seems like lifetimes ago, but you used to be at Olympia Fields. That was over a decade ago, but you've done so much in between then and now. How does it feel to kind of be going back, but almost as this, like much more evolved version of yourself?
Yeah, it's been a number of years, but I've always kept a pretty tight connection to the club and the membership and everything. But so to go back is very exciting, and in a new role. Back when I was there, started out as an assistant pro, worked my way into as the associate head golf professional before I left to open up Elevation Golf Academy, but yeah, being there a number of years ago, from being very involved in all the activities, day-to-day operations, pretty much running under Brian Morrison's leadership, pretty much running a lot of the day-to-day operations, the junior golf programs, the instructional programs, and the merchandising, and kind of doing all the day-to-day stuff, and I did do quite a bit of teaching back then, but was never really the main focus there. But yeah, so to now go forward now and be coming back in an instructional and club fitting and performance role, pretty excited. But yeah, it has been a number of years since then, and just some of the things that we've done in between there, from between my team and our indoor and our outdoor facilities. But yes, we're really excited about that.
So the thing about Olympia Fields is it's not just a standard golf facility, country club. It's unique, right? It's one of the really special places, I think, in Chicagoland and even in the country, if you look back in the history. What does it mean to you to be involved now when the course, well, I think it's the North Course, is going to be going through a significant renovation? What do you think about the timing now that you're coming back and bringing Elevation Golf and all these services there?
Yeah, it is definitely an exciting time for the membership, and it's exciting time for us to be a part of that. And in 2027, when the golf course is going to be closed down, obviously the membership will have opportunities to go play at other golf courses, but I think we'll see them a little bit more on the ones that want to work on their game a little bit more next year. But really, the long the future of Olympia Fields, from a really newer golf course, and the improvements they're going to make and the renovations they're going to make to host future tournaments and to make the golf course a little bit more membership friendly as well, but also more difficult for the tournament players, and a little bit if the membership's playing the right tees, then it'll be a little bit more forgiving in that nature as well. So for us to be a part of that is really exciting, and some of the things that we're going to bring to the club, I think, will enhance some of the performance side of helping people enjoy the game better, play the game better, and really put a little bit more into the game potentially with us, with some of the things that we're going to provide them. But really being a part of it's just such a great history of the tournaments that have been there, and the families that have been there since 1915. It's just a great club, and to go into the future, just like most golf courses and most clubs are putting reinvesting dollars into their facilities and the golf course and the clubhouse and everything. So yeah, it's a really great time, exciting time for us to be a part of that.
So you mentioned indoor golf, outdoor golf. Elevation golf has been at the forefront of indoor golf, with your simulator facilities, all the instruction, all the things that you've done year round. How does indoor golf fit in going forward for Olympia Fields? Is that something that you're going to try to focus on with the membership to kind of keep them engaged throughout the winter?
Yeah, there's a couple components to that. Number one, the club, a number of years ago, they put in, transitioned an indoor tailor-made performance lab, transitioned it into two indoor golf simulators. So they have two good HD golf simulators for the membership to use and for the golf professionals to provide instruction and club fitting throughout year-round capabilities, and especially during the definitely during the winter time. So during the off season right now, I think that what we are going to be able to provide is there's an additional room that we has been used for kind of a practice area. But one of the first things we want to do is renovate that room and turn it into a biomechanics lab, which will give us the ability to do a lot of the things that we do at our other locations. That will have the golf, the club, and the ball data. And then also the body data, which is important for us to be able to measure how the golfer moves, from a lateral rotational position, side to side, vertically, rotationally. So we'll be able to measure a lot of that stuff, and it's a big key part of our development, our instructional programs, and our training programs. And yeah, we utilize it at all of our locations, and to be able to have a room dedicated to that, from full swing into short game and into putting. We'll have some putting capabilities in there as well. But really a room where we can dedicate to a lot of technology and a lot of things that we do to be able to measure and create an environment where the golfer can get as much feedback as they can get, and we will be able to use it to help them to improve. So, and I think it's a, the these the indoor facility will be year round, so we'll be able to use it, and we would use it during the golf season as well to be able to track some things that we can't do outdoors. So having that on site and in the clubhouse is going to be great during times we can't be outside, but then also times when we just want to be in there just to be able to get some data and some feedback from what the body's doing to what the club's doing to eventually why the ball does what the ball does.
So I think one of the unique things from an outsider's perspective looking at this is not only are you going to be the director of instruction, but you're continuing Elevation Golf, which is this golf brand that you've built, and you've got multiple locations. Perhaps maybe you could talk a little bit about the indoor places. I think you're going to continue at some of the outdoor places as well that you're at.
Yes, just keeping Olympia Fields in mind to start. Yeah, our two indoor facilities in the Chicago area are in Burr Ridge in the western suburbs, and then in Lincoln Park in the city as well. So, which are two good populations for the membership where they live. Members of Olympia Fields live in the west suburbs as well as in the city. So we having those two locations in Chicago that are year round for that for that member that potentially can maybe be easier or more convenient for them to come see us at one of our indoor facilities versus driving down to Olympia Fields will be great for from that respect year round. So yeah, our Burr Ridge location is pretty much our headquarters. We've got seven simulators there. An indoor putting green, full club fitting operations, full club repair and building rooms, as well as a full fitness center. So it's really our kind of our flagship location, and serves a lot of members from different private country clubs in the area, in the Chicago area, along with a lot of our clients that don't belong to a private club, or even new to the game. So we capture a good audience there from that standpoint. And then our Lincoln Park location is great because it's in the city, and a lot of people when they're in the city, it's just hard for them to get out of the city for golf. So that's a great location. We've got four indoor simulators there, a nice fitness center, along with locker rooms and showers there for our for our members and clients there. So we provide instruction and club fitting and golf training at all of our locations. But our two in Burr Ridge and in Lincoln Park are really great for year round. I mean, even during the summertime, we get a number of, we provide a lot of services there during those time frames based on the location of them and for what we do and provide. But yeah, so in the Chicago area, we've got obviously we've got Olympia Fields for year round operations. We also have been at Flossmoor Golf Club for the last 5 years, providing golf instruction and club fitting to their memberships, to their membership and their clients. And then we've been in the Western suburbs. We've been at Oak Brook Golf Club for the last few years, and we'll transition that down to Olympia Fields now. But also Willowcrest in Oak Brook is a good partner of ours as well. So we were able to provide some on-course instruction, some junior golf there, some group stuff, and some private events that we do at Willowcrest. They've been a great partner of ours for some time now. So in the Chicago area, we've got a good reach from the city to the western suburbs to the south suburbs now. And then our Indianapolis location has been, it's really a unique location because we are at one of the most exclusive and welcoming. It's a public facility at Prairie View Golf Club. And it's a wonderful indoor-outdoor facility, 8,000 square feet. We've got 5 indoor-outdoor bays where we can open up the garage doors, hit out in the driving range, or keep the doors closed. And we've got heaters for year-round golf instruction and practice. But we also built 5 indoor simulators at this location as well. So it's a really year-round facility, really busy during the summertime during the golf season, but then we get a lot of activity in the off season as well. But it's really our home to our club fitting and building shop. We've got two magnificent club fitters and builders that work extensively on current equipment, making adjustments and abbreviations to make adjustments, loft lie, reshaft, regrip, rebuilding full sets. And we've got a great team that have been doing this for over 30, 40 years of experience doing it. And they've really been known in the area for a very long time. And now that we've got more resources and more opportunities here, we do a lot in Indianapolis for instruction to custom club fitting in the building shop. And our junior program is one of the largest in the area. So yeah, Indianapolis is a very big market for us. Kansas City in fall of 2026, we'll be opening up our indoor facility in Kansas City. We've been there for the last couple of years providing golf instruction at a couple outdoor locations, but we're ready to open up an indoor location here towards the end of 2026, and we're really excited about that as well.
So I think people will have a hard time, I guess, realizing how much you've done because you look so young, but you've had such a unique career. Like, you started working at elite clubs like Olympia Fields. You worked at Medina. You built a college program. You built a driving range. You've been involved with online businesses. And now you've built Elevation Golf. It's almost hard to wrap your brain around thinking that at heart you're still a teacher, right? Which is your role now, primarily with Olympia Fields. How do you kind of put all of this into perspective? Is when you're working with your students, and now the members, is that kind of like a break for your business mind, or is it all kind of work together?
Well, for me, it works all together. For my team, they kind of look at me like, they don't understand where I'm at some days, but no, I, for me, the enjoyment of building the team, building the locations, and really creating these opportunities for my team, because it's, you know, I enjoy teaching and I enjoy club fitting and I enjoy doing the things working with golfers, which is what I do in my regular day-to-day operations and business. And then all the things that we do kind of in the after hours or a little bit more during downtime is on the business side. So, but altogether, I mean, there's a number of things that I've done over the years to help put us in the positions we're in right now. But yeah, but during hours of instruction, I mean, that's the main bread and butter right there. I mean, I enjoy doing that the most. I feel like that's what I specialize in, and all the other things that we've done and do really just kind of put us in position to be able to do that. So, coaching college golf was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. Being able to do that, it's helped me be able to it's helped me be able to develop players from the standpoint that I have, from anywhere from a brand new golfer to intermediate, helping people turn professional, and then some of the things that we've done, some great accomplishments we've had with some of our players from that standpoint. But all in all, I mean, throughout the years, having some experience in the country club business to experience at an outdoor facility that we opened in between here, and then turning everything indoors. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to how we service our clients, our customers, and our friends, so that we can help people improve at this game, but also make it more enjoyable. And that's what it all comes down to.
So this is kind of a tangential question, but we just finished up the TGL season now in springtime. What are your thoughts on the impact of TGL and the sort of the, I guess maybe this is the new audience that it's bringing in, hopefully a younger audience, but more importantly, I think in Chicago, it's making this our season go full 12 months. How do you feel about the TGL and what do you think it's accomplished so far through two seasons?
Yeah, I think it's been a really good reach for the newer golfer. The feedback, and there's obviously some people that just it just doesn't really, it's not for them, which is fine. And it really wasn't geared towards that golfer anyways. It was really designed to help bring people into the game, number one. Number two, help provide an understanding of how indoor golf can be. And then also having, Tiger being so involved in it and really being his baby, has really been the catalyst to the whole thing here. Our first indoor facility was in 2013 was our first indoor facility. So we really kind of had the first indoor golf training, club fitting, all in one kind of location, at that time. And over the years, there's been so many that have opened up, and a lot of them take different directions and different things. But TGL has been, performance, or I would say competitive golf, but for really simulator golf. And they've taken it a whole nother level with actually creating a putting green and hitting bunker shots and all that stuff, and different lies that they hit, which is, that's about as advanced as you can get. And is about as real as you can get. And in our facilities, you can't actually do all that stuff. But I think it's definitely been really good to bring people into the game, number one, like you said. And then number two, I think it's been helpful to give people the understanding of, hey, you know what? It's not just hitting off a mat into a screen. You can actually get some really good data and feedback from it. And from a learning environment, it's really great, because for us, we're getting a consistent environment. We're creating a consistent approach, so that, yeah, we're hitting off a mat, but we can make it as real as possible with the data, and giving people the understanding of how that works and how the club interacts with the ground and with the golf ball. It's really become a helpful thing in instruction. Being off a mat indoors, and then with all the data. But I think with TGL's been great for it, and we'll see what next steps they make towards it to keep people engaged. But I think it's been great.
So, final question for you now. This is more on a personal level for yourself. I went through something similar, I think, with you, where I worked in a business, and 20 years later, I came back, but it was a completely different, same building, but it was a completely different career that I was in, and I felt good about that because I had felt like I had evolved and I'd become sort of the next version of myself. And I can only think that's got to be somewhat that what you're feeling, because the person you were, what, like you said, when you were assistant pro at Olympia Fields, you're so much You've done so many things since then, and now you're coming back with not only yourself, but this whole organization. What's it feel like now to come back to Olympia Fields and be it at this precipice of the course and the membership evolving? I would have to think that you have to be pretty happy with your progress so far.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm very thankful to Doug Farrell, the director of golf, and Mike Botello, the president of the club right now, to give us the opportunity to do this. We had such a great team back in when I was there working as an assistant and associate head pro. And during that time frame, I really enjoyed instruction. I really enjoyed the teaching and the club fitting aspect of it. It just with the day-to-day operation, there just wasn't enough time to do it as much as I wanted to. So now with Doug and Mike and the club and the membership at Olympia now bringing us back, bringing me back is really exciting from that standpoint that I get to come back to a place where we had a great team back then, and Doug has been there all these years and has done such an amazing job there. And to come back there and be able to work with Doug again is going to be fantastic. Be able to work with the membership again. And the new members as well that have joined since then, but it is definitely exciting and rewarding all at the same time, and probably more excited than anything because of all the cool things that we do that we can bring there to the membership. But the best part about it is I get to bring my team and the people and the coaches that I work with and the trainers that we work with day to day. And also bringing them there now is just the best opportunity possible because I think the membership is going to get the best of that from the standpoint of seeing how we all interact together and how we work with our players, and really there's I would put us up against any of those groups out there from the way that they handle their clients and be able to work together on really just helping them for whatever component it is. So. But overall, I mean, it's very exciting to come back there and work with Doug again and his team and his staff to be able to just be an add-on to what they do. And they've always done a magnificent job in this space. But I think what we're going to be able to bring is just a little bit more of a different dimension to it. And then, yeah, it's going to be fun to come back and be back in Olympia.